In a news update for November 28th, 2022, on this Monday morning edition, hour number three is underway, broadcasting on two syndicated radio networks, Sirius XM and terrestrial satellite radio networks, across the interwebs, where you find your podcast and subscribe for your content, like Stitcher.fm, Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Google Cast, and many, many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. Hour number three is underway next.
The Club Q, the gay club Colorado shooting happened. It was over a week ago now, I suppose. And you may remember, immediately out of the gates, they're saying it's a hate crime against gay people. It's right-wing extremism, all the normal stuff. And it was their big story, blaming gun owners for about 5 days. Then it came out that the shooter was supposedly non-binary and had a father that was into making and into doing pornography. And so obviously some sexual deviancy there. Now here's where it's sad, because we can always be consistent and rational here, and you'll never get that from the American left. But it shouldn't matter whether the shooter was gay or not. If you're trying to stop shootings from happening, you need to do common sense response or common sense security concerns. But okay, they wanted to make it a big deal. The American media wanted to blame conservatives. The American media wanted to blame gun owners. It didn't matter that it wasn't accurate. They still did it. Even after it came out that the shooter was non-binary, you still had the Democrats blaming Lauren Boebert. The Denver Post blames Lauren Boebert for the deadly Club Q shooting, says she was rightly excoriated for elevating hateful speech against LGBTQ people, with the added bonus of her insane gun policies making the shooting possible. So that's all ridiculous. Lauren Boebert didn't write the Second Amendment. Lauren Boebert doesn't elevate hate speech against LGBTQ people. Lauren Boebert had nothing to do with the Club Q shooting. And if Lauren Boebert was in charge of security at Club Q, the shooting wouldn't have happened anyway. But that's not the point. The Occupy Democrats and the mainstream media are still using this talking point, even though we know now that the shooter was on the gender spectrum, quote unquote, non-binary. So clearly not the right-wing Christian gun-owning nationalist that they wanted it to be. But that doesn't matter. They still blame their opposition. But see, this logic cannot be applied universally. That's how you know it's not logic. It's propaganda. Oh, so you're saying that because of what Lauren Boebert said, which she never said, that caused a shooting. So now what you are looking for is to blame your opposition for things that they said that caused violence. But when you put a target on the police officer's back and then they get shot and ambushed and murdered, you don't want to be blamed, do you, good liberals? When you put a target on Trump supporters' back and people that wear the MAGA hat and Rand Paul and others, when you put a target on their hat and they either do get shot or stabbed, assassinated, or attempted to be assassinated, you don't want that responsibility, though, do you? No, because you're liberal supremacists. You're liberal Democrat supremacists. You think you're above the law. You think you're better than everyone else. And that's the problem here. But okay, the narrative didn't go the way they wanted to on the Club Q shooting, so they'll move on and lie about another one. And that was the Walmart shooting. But that narrative fell out of hand quickly as well. Walmart manager 31 who shot 6 co-workers dead in planned break room massacre as Virginia cops find death list of names next to his body. And it turns out this was a workplace violence situation. Terribly, awfully sad, but they didn't want you to know about this one because the narrative didn't go the way they wanted to, and the skin colors didn't really work out the way they wanted them to either. And so that's what it really comes down to, is can they politicize a shooting? I mean, I didn't do it tonight. I mean, do we want to plug it in? I mean, the weekend's not even over, but we can plug in a weekend gun violence Chicago, Thanksgiving gun violence Chicago, or plug in Baltimore, St. Louis, you know, whatever you want. I can do it all day. And they never politicize those shootings. Why? Because the narrative doesn't work out for them. Only when they think the narrative can work for them and they can use emotions to get you to turn over your rights and end the Second Amendment. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Chicago weekend shootings. 8 dead, 29 wounded in shootings over Thanksgiving weekend. Let's see the liberals in the media. Let's see the Democrat Party make a fuss over that. They won't. We all know why. Now, do you remember? In fact, we can remind you, it was just about a week ago, where we had a story about a man who threw a brick through a gay bar. And, well, I had a certain feeling about that. And so here's a quick reminder, guys. Can we flashback the clocks? This is a week ago after I watched the video of the man throwing a brick through the gay bar. Here it is. Do we have audio here, guys? Or
I'm going to need you to pull this image up on the screen. Beautiful. Man throws brick at window of New York City gay bar. Video shows man throwing a brick through the window of a New York City gay bar. Fourth attack at the same spot this week. Just based off the image alone, I feel like we're dealing with another inside job here. Yeah, the old fake the hate crime against yourself routine. Now, okay, so here's your man. Here's your man throwing a brick through the New York City gay bar. Looks like an inside job. I gotta be honest with you. I've got a pretty strong gaydar. And, come on now. You ever seen a straight man throw like that and run like that?
No, I haven't.
Hey, guys, come on here. Here, guys, give me the... All right, so there you go. There's a little reminder. Yeah, I've been playing ball my whole life. Never seen a straight man throw like that before. And turns out, InfoWars, next week's news today. That was an easy one. Man arrested in New York City gay bar attack. Said it was revenge on behalf of a female friend. And yes, in fact, he is gay. Yeah. Basically, what he says is he knows a girl who had a problem with one of the guys in the bar and he was exacting revenge. I'm gay myself, Coolin said as he was led out of the police vehicle and escorted in handcuffs. You know, I'm a bit of a gay myself, actually. Why'd you do it? You must hate gay people. Why'd you do it, you Trump-supporting right-wing extremist? Actually, I'm gay myself. Actually, I'm a bit of a sodomist myself. Sorry, libs. it's just too ridiculous at this point. But there you go. That was an easy one. InfoWars next week's news today, but there's still not enough gay. Rachel Levine sought studies favoring gender transitions for minors. Emails show. For minors, why is Rachel Levine, a man pretending to be a woman in charge of the military, interested in sex changes and transsexual transitions for children? Why would Rachel Levine, actually a man pretending to be a woman, be interested in something like that? Boy, oh boy, should we check the old hard drive? You think Rachel Levine wears Balenciaga? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, still not enough gay. Rachel Levine, a man pretending to be a woman who is in charge of the military, sought studies favoring gender transitions for minors. So, what is Rachel Levine thinking about right now? Not how to win a war, how to transition children sexually.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, and the European Union, and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook. If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit Van.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years. And so right now, every purchase from now till December 1st at InfoWarsStore.com will get a free gift. And this is a lot of cool stuff that we have, like flags and koozies, RFID protectors, and so much more. So you go get your favorite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You go get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. You get double Patriot points and now a free gift with every order. Remember those sunglasses that sold out so quickly? We've got some left. Could be coming to you as a free gift, as a token of our appreciation over the years. So maybe we get back on Twitter, maybe we don't. But thanks to you in the audience supporting us financially, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, praying for us, and spreading the links, we're still on air here every day. And part of our token of appreciation is a free gift to you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep supporting InfoWars, keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay right here on air every day, just like we have for decades.
Protesting a stolen election in Brazil, media blackout, millions protesting COVID lockdowns in China. But don't worry, Joe Biden, he's on the prowl. He's looking around for little girls and boys to sniff. It's the Christmas season, and so Joe is looking for a little holiday treat, don't you know? 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 is the number to call in. And since we do extended segments on the Sunday Night Live transmission, we get a little bit longer to keep you on the line. So let's start in Arizona, where Ryan has dialed in. Ryan, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for having me. I wanted to start by saying you made Home Alone possibly now the scariest movie ever in my life. Thank you.
Well, you know, maybe we can have somebody with modern technology put Joe Biden's face on the thieves in the movie. You could have two Joe Bidens, like twin Bidens.
It's just now that when we watch it, we're going to be scared and see that. You put it in our heads. So thanks for that.
Well, they did. You know, they removed Trump from Home Alone, too. So they might as well just put Biden there. That's the trend.
They're going to take your advice. Like, that's a good idea. We could scare kids with Biden. All right.
Telling you, man.
Now, the other reason I called is China will be here. China will be here. It's never going to end. Like, it's never going to end. And
You're talking about the social credit score system?
The just everything, it just keeps getting worse if we don't do something. Like, everything, the election's rigged, I have to have a forced injection to go outside, all this stuff, we're venting, and that's great. But what I'm trying to do is sue the United States of America. It's literally me versus the United States of America, the United States of America, Inc., or anyone using, having, or their title name or doing business as the United States of America. And if you're okay, I'd read the first paragraph how I'm suing them. It's not long.
All right. This usually doesn't translate well, but Ryan, go ahead.
I won't if you don't want.
Go for it. Come on.
I represent we the people of America, or at least those who want the same, and we hereby ask the U.S. Supreme Court to, one, dismantle the name United States of America, two, separate every state into its own country, that's what the word state means, is a country, and three...
Uh-oh. What happened? We're taking off. We'll be right back. I don't know what happened here. We lost our connection.
Too serious with the holiday weekend. But one of the things I was thinking about as a discussion point for callers today was, I don't even know what the proper question is. I mean, you know what's going on. I know what's going on. But that's why I kind of say the New World Order is dead on arrival, because we all know it's here. We all know it's coming. They're going to do it anyway. It's kind of like, we know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know we know they're lying, and they still lie to us anyway. So we're kind of in that same phenomenon. Just, yeah, they're going to roll out this faceless, soulless bureaucracy, this digital bureaucracy to run the entire planet. But is it going to be dead on arrival? Are we going to become subject to it, or going to become slaves to it? Because that's the ultimate question, is, all right, what do we do? Do we even have the ability to peacefully change things with our elections? And do we even have a Bill of Rights? Is it just theoretical? Do we even have one anymore? And so these are the real questions. But from where we're standing, from InfoWars' point of view, it's like, we've been at it so long. We've been ahead of the time for so long. We've been marked for destruction now. And the reinforcements are arriving. So it's like, it's a paradox, Ryan. It's a paradox that we're in, because I feel like the harder we press, it's almost like we have to let off the gas a little bit and let them become accelerationists so the rest of Americans can wake up.
Absolutely right. And it's not taking over. And you said slavery. At the time of the Civil War, we were like, whoa, just not past the Mississippi. Like, we were just trying, you do it. We think it's wrong. Not over here, not over here. And we won. So we said not everywhere. And that's what I'm saying. We need to save an area, whatever states want to join the new Republic of America. And you guys want to keep the White House and the statues you're tearing down and your rules and all. Go ahead. Do it that way. You want to kill babies in Cali? Then the Republic of Cali is its own state. Go ahead. And everyone's happy, you see? So it's like people go to their own churches across the street. What's wrong with that? It's not separation.
Well, look, you're talking about a very practical political solution to this, which they're kind of trying. One way is what they're trying in Oregon, where Eastern Oregon is trying to vote itself into what they're now going to call Greater Idaho. So basically the politics of Portland don't destroy the entire state of Oregon, and then Oregon just becomes Idaho, and then you're not subject to whatever garbage the Democrats are doing in Portland if you're in Eastern Oregon. Another thing would be like what you suggested, and I think Ron DeSantis is the closest to this, but even he's still far away, is that you would need governors and state legislatures to say, look, and not just say it, but write legislation that says anything World Economic Forum, we're not doing. And the next step would be to say the federal government has no jurisdiction in my state. And so that's two ways that to peacefully and politically kind of nullify this gigantic New World Order government that we're talking about here. So the problem is we can't get somebody in there like Carrie Lake who would actually pull something like that off.
Right, and I would want her to fight with Arizona to become part of the Republic and things like that. I would want DeSantis as president, I'll be honest, and Trump's going to get mad. But if I was Trump, he would say, you're fired, because he didn't use all of his powers that he had while in office to do everything he could to let a corrupt result, you know, take his seat. He went home and went on Twitter, and I love him. I love him so much for everything he did, I promise, but that's what he would say. He would say that reason, and you're fired. And we need someone. We don't want that to happen again. If he goes back, what if it happens again? We can't trust that now. So I'm a DeSantis fan for that reason. Sorry.
Well, DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running, so, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves on that issue. Ryan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ivan in New York now. Ivan, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
First off, I had a couple of song recommendations. I've noticed recently listening to a couple of Megadeth songs, one in particular, Millennium of the Blind, from the album 13. A couple lyrics here are, line up all of you and turning your eyes. You won't need them anymore. Your mind is ours to do with what we please, everything you own and everything you need. A couple of songs from the 13 album, and also the one song, Washington is Next. It feels like Megadeth kind of follows what Alex says about the New World Order. Yeah. And I think that these songs might be helpful to some people that, you know, don't listen to news.
Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence, Ivan.
And the other thing that I had was the FTX scandal thing with SBF. He still hasn't been arrested, and he's going to be speaking at a conference.
It's unbelievable. I mean, as we sit here, he's set in 2 days to speak at a New York Times conference, and Zelensky and some other corrupt bastards are going to be there as well. And this is 2 days. It's almost so ridiculous, you can't even believe it. And I had our team reach out to BitBoy Crypto. I think, is Ben Armstrong his name, guys? Yeah, and I was going to see if Ben could come on tonight. He was too busy. But he went down there, and he found, so multiple people, it's kind of become this little internet game. And I guess when they're not stateside, maybe it's a little harder to do this. But there's like this whole group of people on the internet. I think Reddit's probably their main operation platform, where they can basically find anybody. They used to do it to Shia LaBeouf, and they had this whole thing. And so multiple people have kind of been finding SBF down in the Bahamas, I believe is where he's at. And someone will see him, and then he'll take off running. And he's got, you know, he's kind of a lumbering, unathletic individual, and he's got his little backpack. And he takes off running every time these camera people spot him. But yeah, he's still down there. He's not been arrested. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been detained. In any other situation, SBF or Ellison or somebody would be detained and be held right now for probably $10 million, $20, $50 million bond. I mean, we're talking $32 billion laundered here. So it would be a massive number. And yet that hasn't happened. And so part of me thinks that this is being done intentionally. And there is no mainstream media down there, by the way, either. So the mainstream media has obviously been told not to cover this. If Ben Armstrong and other individuals who are alternative media on the internet are going out and finding SBF, Armstrong found his vehicle where he had bottles of pills on display in his vehicle. So again, I'm not trying to be rude to SBF, but We reported it first. It looks like these are maybe some individuals that have some learning disabilities or somewhere on the spectrum that were probably being taken advantage of by their major Democrat donor parents to launder money. That all came out. But no, he's not been arrested. And so, Ivan, is this either just rubbing it so blatantly in your face by putting him at this meeting coming up in 2 days to say, look it, we can't do anything, people demanding for an arrest? And they say, we can't do anything. We don't have any regulation on crypto. We don't have any regulation on digital assets. So you need to let us write these laws, making it so ridiculous. Or are they going to do some kind of a grand display to make themselves seem relevant, even though they let this whole thing go off without a hitch the entire time?
Well, the other thing I was going to say, too, is they published an article with SBF's face photoshopped onto like a buffer guy's body, saying that this is like the peak male.
And what? When did that happen?
I've seen that the past couple days, but
I've been seeing the articles where they're like basically saying he's not the bad guy, he's a hero. You know, it was an innocent mistake and all of this stuff, and you're just like, my goodness, they were all in the tank.
I just think that they're just using these people, like you've said before, as just the fall guys. And before you know it, these people are going to be just wiped away, and we're not going to know of them anymore.
Well, the only thing about this is that, you know, the crypto community is a very active community. They communicate well, I would say. And so, I mean, really, they've been the ones that have forced this into the light. And they've been the only ones really following up on this as well. So even if there was sort of some controlled destruction of this guy, or now just to don't let a good crisis go to waste and turn this into crypto digital asset regulation, it's all going to come out and it's going to be very real. Well, whether they can cover the follow-up out or not is going to be. But yeah, here's a perfect example of what I was just going to talk about. They put it on the screen. These guys are reading my mind back there. Bankman-Fried's FTX senior staff and parents bought Bahamas property worth $300 million. Now, this number has slowly been going up. It started at $40 million, $50 million, $100 million, $300 million. We know that they had at least $30 billion in assets gone missing. So I don't think we know the full story of this yet. I really don't think we do, and I think it's only going to get worse.
What it's going to do is it's just going to keep snowballing, and they're going to try and cover it up. But, I mean, the stake is going to stand out in the snow.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to cover this one up. It's going to be a matter of don't let a good crisis go to waste. And I think that they're going to try to turn this into crypto and digital asset regulation. And they'll just try to ram it down our throats, is my guess. Or, like, if they can just cover this thing up and hope it goes away, that would probably be the best case scenario for them at this point. I don't think that's going to happen, though. There's way too many people interested in this story and following it. Ivan, thanks for the call. We'll stick in New York, and we got Ahmed in New York now. Ahmed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen? Good evening.
Good evening.
Appreciate you calling, taking my call, man. Thank you. I was calling because I wanted to get everyone's take on what do you think about Ye actually finally, well, not only Ye, but somebody in the mainstream platform that has millions and maybe a few billion, like, followers, influential, like, he's influential, like somebody like that, calling out or just saying something about the Masons and Masonic Jewish temples, about him meeting, and then they recognize Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and there's actually Masons that have Masonic temples that are Jewish people that actually recognize the name of Christ.
You know, here's my thing about it. How can I put this? I want to try to put this eloquently, because you're asking me a question. I am just glad to see others out there with influence and let's call it fame hitting these pressure points and hitting these issues just to cause a conversation and just to cause a reaction. And so, you know, the whole Ye issue or, you know, Jewish influence issue is never been my big issue, but it's been other people's issue. Now there's a pressure point there. And there's all these other issues going on. And so I feel like InfoWars for so long has just, it's like people call in and will say, why don't you ever cover the Federal Reserve? Why don't you ever cover the private banks that run everything? And you're just sitting here like, okay, well, obviously you don't listen. We've been talking about that for years. Okay, but now look what you have. You got the entire cryptocurrency movement calling out the Federal Reserve, calling out the quantitative easing and everything else. So there's all these different kind of subgroups now in the alternative press, in the resistance, in the awakening, whatever you want to call it, applying these pressure points and getting attention. And so it's just it's a weird place to be right now with InfoWars being completely vindicated. And Alex Jones was right, the number one trend on the internet, you could say. But yet it's almost like in this time period, this is where they have us marked for destruction. This is where they have Alex Jones marked for destruction. This is where they have InfoWars marked for destruction. And so it's like we're kind of sinking And I'm not trying to be negative, but it's like we're kind of sinking, but we're watching all these other battles get fought now and the reinforcements and the awakening happening now. So I'm kind of over talking about and covering the whole Kanye thing just because it's gone into a completely different realm. For me, the issue has always been free speech. And I think a lot of people are seeing that, whether they agree with Kanye West or not, or the people he's meeting with or not, they will support his right to free speech. And that's what people are seeing. They're saying, hey, like Dave Chappelle's comedy skit that had the ADL and everybody so pissed off. It said, hey, I can criticize this group of people. I can criticize that group of people. I can't say anything about this group of people. That's not free speech. And so people are saying, yeah. So I just look at it as all these other pressure points that have come to a boil now and are now starting to boil over. And people are noticing. It's kind of like if you forget something on the stove and it boils over. Oh, yeah, you hear it boiling over. You remember it now.
I feel like they're trying to hijack the Great Awakening, so they send their little players to divert everybody, and that's what the devil does. That's his biggest thing, is to deceive people. But I think it's just like God has given us so much empowerment over the years since Pizzagate dropped that I think it's just inevitable, like it's a slow drip. They can do whatever. That's why they haven't done any of the restriction and lockdowns like in China. Because they know the American people are not about that life. Not to knock the Chinese lifestyle or who they are or what they do, but Americans are the most badass MFers in the world, and you don't want to play with Americano. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened to the children. A lot of people have had enough, and I feel like God is empowering us as one whole, not even just us over here in North America, but like people in Canada, people in Brazil.
The Chinese are the China. Look, I mean, it's not so good, but there's major pushback right now with law enforcement and Chinese citizens. I mean, it's serious.
Yeah, I see all the videos. I'm pretty sure everybody sees all the videos about how they, what about iPhone facility? It was like the biggest iPhone facility that they do in warehouses and they manufacture the iPhones. Everybody stormed out there. There was something about like a building on fire. And
no, it's been pretty wild.
Listen to this. There's a building on fire. So the COVID restrictions over in China in that region, exactly, they didn't allow emergency crews to go save the people. So that's why a lot of the people are revolting now, because they realize they're sitting ducks until they die. So I think that's what's going on over there in China. Everybody's like, no, we're going to listen to the government. What do you mean? They're not going to go save them? They're dying. They're screaming. There's people burning alive. You know, that's what's going on right now. These people don't want to die. And we don't want to die. We don't want to give up what we love. They don't have what we have. We have the Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We have our God-given freedom. And we're a Christian state at the end of the day. That's what also Ye was saying. And I don't mean to bring up Ye all the time, but he literally called out Mason Brotherhood. That was very, I feel like that's the most serious thing, because Mel Gibson didn't even do that. It's easy to say the Jewish. My mom is Jewish. It's easy to say, oh, they're Jews. They're just Jews. But who are they? Who are these people? They're Masons. They're definitely secret societies.
Well, and you know, the real thing that I was surprised didn't get more traction in, because I think it was the biggest revelation yet, was when Kanye shared that text message from his handler saying basically, you know, shut your mouth or we're gonna turn you into a brainwashed zombie. I mean, to me, that's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the most bizarre thing ever, man. And we're not going to figure out the whole situation yet until actually Trump takes action. Because, bro, no matter what it is, bro, Trump is the man. Trump is the man. Without the vaccine, without the emergency plan, we'd be stuck in these lockdowns. Imagine the Biden administration with their vaccines. This guy hijacked the vaccines. Well, remember in Japan?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not so convinced that that's the case. But so far as I think Trump is still the best option to lead us. And look, I understand, and thanks for the call, Amit. Believe me, I understand people like, you know, he rolled out the vaccine. He did the vaccine pushes. He did the Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, that was horrible. That was awful. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, did you take the vaccine? Did I take the vaccine? I mean, really, you might have lost your job and gone through horrible pain for not taking it. But, well, It's a tough one. It's a big dent in Trump. It's a big black eye, but still he's probably the best option at this point. Let's take another caller here before the close of the first hour. King Cuck, is that? In Cuckistan. Okay. King Cuck, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Hello.
Night. Hello?
Yeah, are you making popcorn or what is that noise?
Phone sucks. Is that better?
There we go.
All right, sorry about that. Anyway, hey, Owen, how are you? I was going to joke around with you, but after all the calls and listening, I have to get serious. So, y'all was talking about God and everything, and a lot of people, I don't think, focus on the times we are living in, right? And if you believe in the Bible and you believe it's the inspired word of God, you know, there's prophecy in the Bible. And once the certain prophecies start, it doesn't say we're going back. And there's certain things that happen and everything. And I was just reading my Bible earlier today, and it reminded me of InfoWars. I was making a quiz. It summed it up as Luke 21:12-17. And it talks about how people who believe in the Lord in the end times will be hated for the name of the Lord and start standing up for what's right. And they will be taken before courts and tribunals, and their parents and their brothers and relatives and friends, they will hate you and put you to death for believing in the Lord and standing up for what Jesus stood up for. And he emphasized this, that this will be really prevalent before he returns.
Well, we see that happening right now.
Yes, every day. And I say this with all joy in my heart, but brothers and sisters, I truly feel, instead of worrying about, you know, all these people, whether left, right, Donald Trump, all these pieces ultimately are being played out on a spiritual level, and God's got all that in his hand, and prophecy says all this has to come to an end in order for the new heaven and the new earth. In the book of Revelation, it talks about, it says no flesh can enter that, right? And that's the place we all want to get to as believers. And if you believe that we're in the times of the mark of the beast and the prophecy being fulfilled, I'd suggest anyone read Matthew chapter 24. The disciples asked Jesus specifically, Jesus, what?
Well, look, all I'll say is this, because I got to take the break. The founding fathers were so ingenious to put our rights as the top law of the land in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, ordained by God, meaning that you have a birthright that you're free. You're born free.
In the modern world where they convince a woman to get a job, the man to get a job, they inflate the currency so nobody can exist any other way because it's too expensive. The parents are out working all day. The school and the internet and the matrix raise your children. Your children go to school all day and be told things that you may not want them to learn. Then they sit on the internet and read things and watch things you may not want them to watch. You talk to them for 10 minutes at the end of the day, they go to bed. You're fighting with your 10 minutes against endless hours of the most entertaining programming or the most forceful programming. In school, it's forceful. On the internet, it's entertaining. Convincing them of ideas that you perhaps don't agree with. I've seen it myself on YouTube. I've seen a guy in America driving his car and his kids were in the back seat and he was arguing with them about an issue. And he was like, where did you hear that? School? He's like, why did the school tell you that? That's not true. And his own children are arguing with him because they learned it in school. Have you ever tried to take your children out of school? You'll get fined. You'll get in trouble. No, your kids have to go to school. Yeah. You have to give your kids away to the school. If you don't give your kids away to the brainwashing, you'll get in trouble.
As an all-star fighter, businessman, motivational speaker, and philanthropist, Andrew Tate has truly earned the title of Top G. But there's another title Andrew Tate holds that has enraged the globalist. He is consecutively the most Googled man in the world in the last 2 years. And that's because his message is about human and specifically male empowerment. Now, Andrew Tate is taking his fight to empower and supercharge men to the next level. Introducing Top G Supplements. We are proud to introduce and sponsor the Top G line of supplements by Andrew Tate and his crew. Now you have the chance to benefit in body, mind, and soul with the same supplements that Andrew Tate takes himself. Learn more about these amazing products at AndrewTatePower.com. AndrewTatePower.com and discover the power of Andrew Tate's new supplements that are the highest quality on the market.
I think there's a whole bunch of men in the world who understands my value. And if men grow up to be like me, you're going to have a whole bunch of people with no criminal record, dedicated athletes, who protect and provide for the people close to them.
Our audience. In fact, we love our audience. And one of our favorite audience members, Skiffle Girl, created the video we played in the last segment of Me Being Right. And people are noticing, hey, we played that video. Folks, all you got to do is share videos of Me Being Right on Twitter, and we will find it and we will play it. That's all you got to do. They're out there all the time. I mean, hundreds of hours of us being right are just waiting for you to share on social media and for us to play and give you a shout out live on the air. Our great archivist can only do so much. He's only one man, after all. But people have been noticing someone will take a video from Alex 10, 20 years ago, share it, it goes viral, we play it. Somebody will take a video clip of me being right about the attacker at the gay bar last week, we'll take it, we'll share it. So we love you out there in the audience. When you share our videos, we will take notice and we will share them. And we will give you a little bit of a shout out here on the air. Just like we're giving away free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com right now. When you place your purchase at InfoWarsStore.com, you will get a free gift with every order. Could be a pair of InfoWars sunglasses. Could be an InfoWars t-shirt. Could be an InfoWars koozie or coasters. You won't find out till you make that purchase. It was our way of saying thanks to you over Thanksgiving. And now it's our way of saying thank you. Here's a free gift. Merry Christmas. Thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us in the fight. All right, I'm going to go back out to the phone lines. We're going all the way. Going all the way to the end of the show with your phone calls. I do got a couple other news stories, but we may just take calls the rest of the way. I'll just say it's hilarious to watch liberals and Democrats freak out about Elon Musk owning Twitter with comments like Vindman and others saying, we shouldn't have billionaires in charge of what people say on the internet. We shouldn't have powerful people deciding who and who can't speak on the internet. Oh, you don't like that now. That's funny because before Elon Musk bought Twitter, you guys loved that. In fact, that's exactly what you did all the time. And now you don't like it. It's funny, the liberals, they never like the taste of their own medicine, do they? They really hate the taste of their own medicine, but they want to make sure that you have to taste their medicine every day. They're psychotic. All right, let's take more calls here. We go to Kyle. We got a lot of callers in New York, but after this, we'll venture to other states. Kyle in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and how's it going, man? Just want to say
hello.
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, sorry. I just want to say Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year coming up.
Thank you.
You had posed a question earlier about whether it was dead on arrival or not, and I mean the callers before have kind of nailed it on the head, and the last caller specifically when he said the things about the Bible. You know, I don't want to get too biblical right now, but the Bible does talk about everything that's going on right now. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't go backwards. I hope we're not in the book of Revelation, but I think we are. You see the stuff that they're building with the structures as far as the camps go. And, you know, Alex talked about it earlier where he said, this is going to be for political dissidents who don't agree with us, you know, in the future. They talk about this. So I think, I don't know if it's dead on arrival because we didn't see a lot of people pushing back earlier. I don't know if they're going to push back now. All they have to do is see something very alarming coming. And that brings me to something that I really wanted to call you about. I had emailed you guys back in March 6th. You guys had shown documents from a court order release from, I think, January to March. And it was from the Pfizer documents. One of the things that you went over was the fatality rate being about 3% of their findings at the time. there were some numbers that were needed to be included into that. And at the time, I tried to call Alex, but I just ran out of time on the show. The numbers, after computing it, they come out to, if the math is correct, 49.24% mortality rate. We're seeing a bunch of people getting sick now with RSV.
Let me just stop it right there to get a little more clarification here. You're talking about, we covered documents that, was this the same documents that said 7% of COVID-19 vaccine recipients have a severe side effect? I don't remember the mortality. You're saying it was 3%. This was probably 4 months ago where these new documents were coming out. So what are you saying now?
The new documents might have came out after this, but I sent you guys an email on March 6th. If you type in my first name that I've given you guys, you'll see it. I say, like, I don't know where to send this. So I kind of wrote it out. The map, from what I said, was there was a chart that was given. It said recovered / recovering. It said fatal, and they had 1,223 people that had passed. And I was saying that we need to focus on a group called unknown, which was 9,400 people, and also not recovered at time of reporting was 11,361.
Well, that's not even half of it. Most of these individuals are not having the severe side effect, or rather the deadly side effect for even a year or more after the vaccine. Those fiber clots don't totally clog your veins in the lungs or the heart or the brain or whatever for a year plus out. And so it doesn't even get applied to a vaccine side effect.
Right. And what I'm fearful, Ellen, is like look, we're all awake here, whether some of us took it or not and are now like, oh, man, I wish that I never took this. I know some people that said I had to go to the hospital because I took it. The thing is, though, unfortunately, and I called in, I don't remember this, it was about the movie Songbird, and you had ended up showing some of the clips for that. And then the penny sticking to the arm thing, I think it was What the Heck is Going On? That was one of the things that you guys had posted. But my fear is that we are going to see people just going with this system because, unfortunately, they're going to start losing a lot of people. I have a situation where I deal with a lot of youth for something that I do for work, and they're always sick now. Mm. And it's RSV or, you know,
pretty much everybody got some sort of something. And again, it's because of all the gaslighting now, we just don't know. Is it a normal flu season? Like, I know a bunch of people that got sick in the last week or so. I had a little bit of a 24-hour something. I assume it was probably just some allergies. It wasn't a big deal. I just had one day where I felt a little out of it, and I was fine the next day. But yeah, is this something that's been synthetically put into our system that is just these viruses, you know, mutating every season, and so now you are going to get sick every season? But if you have the vaccine, you may get real sick or die, and if you have your immune system, you'll get a 24-hour bug and be fine. We just don't know. We really don't know, because we're not getting the honest truth about the situation.
Right, and I could see, I know you got other calls, I could see, Owen, a situation where people just line up to go to the camps because you say, oh my goodness, everybody's sick, and you, let's say you're driving with a family member or a friend, and you just hear, like, you know, for whatever reason, if you're feeling under the weather, you need to report to this area, and they're artificially made.
Well, see, I think you could be right. I don't deny, I mean, that in all practical purposes, that's already happened. I mean, the people lining up for these vaccines in mass is the essential example of that, if not kind of the stage one process of that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. People eventually will just volunteer to be slaves. But I think there'll be a way out. I mean, that's the one thing why I say it's dead on arrival is, it's kind of like a zombie is dead on arrival. Like, you know, the zombie might still get close to you, might bite you, scratch you, whatever, but it's still dead on arrival. You know it's coming. You know it's a zombie. Like, we know what's coming. We know the digital technocracy. We know the digital plan to enslave the planet. We know the corporate world government plans. It's still going to come. It's still going to be here. We're still going to feel it and see it and then be impacted by it. But there'll be so many people rejecting it. There'll be so many people that know what it is. If we can get the right leaders and the right amount of leaders in power to reject this and know what it is, I think it'll come. It'll be a nasty little infection, a little cancer upon humanity and civilization. But I don't think it sustains. I don't think it lasts. I think it's going to be painful. I think it's going to be worse than we want to admit. But I think enough people know what it is upon arrival that, eventually they'll have to get to the point where they do force us into the system. And then there'll be no debate.
And then the average American will be awakened by that, and it won't even matter. But we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here. Thank you for the call, Kyle. I don't know. I mean, I just think more Americans are awake now to what's going on. And that doesn't mean they're politically informed on all the issues. They just see the bigger picture. They see where everything's going. They know what the problem is. And so that's kind of the first thing that we have to do is inform people. And I feel like we're definitely getting there. And it'll get worse before it gets better, but that's just going to accelerate the awakening. All right, let's go back here to the phone lines. Now, Eric in Arizona. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hear me.
Yes, we have you.
All right. So I called you up, I guess, like Thursday or something, you know, like trying to bring attention to the Capitol protest for the revote.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah, so basically, you know, like we might as well kiss, you know, what goodbye, because, you know, there's nobody out here, man. It was just pathetic. You know, beyond pathetic out here.
Yeah, that's kind of typical.
Yeah, the attendance was just, you know, like, you know, I saw a bunch of people with, you know, InfoWars shirts, and, you know, as good as that was, I also said to myself, like, you know, what, don't we have like a really big Arizona following? Like,
let me just tell you the problem here. What day was your protest?
It was from Friday until Monday.
So obviously, you're going to have a problem getting anybody out on the Thanksgiving weekend. That's just always going to be a problem. But yeah, second of all, you notice you said that, okay, you saw people wearing InfoWars shirts. Well, okay, uh-huh. We promoted your protest. Did Kari Lake or anybody else promote this?
That's 100% what I was going to get to. You know, it's like the people need somebody to, you know, tell them to go anywhere. And, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, like, well, I didn't know I had to go somewhere. Like, why do we need somebody to tell us what to do or give us permission? You know,
nobody's going to know what to do unless they know that something's going on. But that's the constant problem that we deal with here, is people will call in and they'll either want us to execute their idea or want us to execute a plan or promote their event. And then they get no help anywhere else. And so it becomes this issue where InfoWars is becoming this promotional center of all these events, which is, okay, a role we can fulfill, but we can't carry the weight of that. We just simply can't do it. You're going to need the local activism. And if your local leaders, local politicians aren't doing it, then we're going to be in, you're going to have events like that where there's just not much turnout other than the InfoWars audience. But that's, I understand the frustration. People just have to plow down, just lower their head and just keep at it. Because at the end of the day, you can't rely on InfoWars. They can come in here, raid this place, shut it down any minute. You're going to have to rely on yourself. You're going to have to rely on your local community. Maybe you're not happy with the turnout this weekend, but I would say just keep your head down, keep promoting it, and you'll have a much bigger turnout next time.
Already. I wasn't putting InfoWars down. I'm just saying that local...
No, I know that. I'm just saying there's only so much we can do. I mean, we're not an octopus here.
Well, can I finish up with one last point from that weekend?
Yep.
So you're going to think that I'm making this up and it's like a comedy thing, but we had a couple of hundred people in the Circle Square, and a cop came and told us that there was Indians coming, beating the drums, and that they were aggressive. And it was played over the loudspeaker that the Indians were coming and they were aggressive, and everybody ran away. So we were left.
I'm sorry. Did I hear this right? You're telling me that the police warned you that a Native American group was coming to bully you?
And they actually did came, and we got them over, you know, the last 10 people that were left over, and they came on the loudspeaker, they joined us, and it was the best part of the day because they were on our side. But our, you know, the people that were there ran away because they were scared of the drum beats.
Yeah, thank the mainstream media for that. Plus, people are just scared to go to a protest because, you know, in America now, the Democrats will throw you in a jail for executing your First Amendment right. We know that. So there's all kinds of problems, but it's going to be tough to have a protest over Thanksgiving weekend no matter what. And I think people have kind of not forgotten about what happened in Arizona. But, I mean, what are you going to do? They stole it. They're not giving you any leg room. You hope that there's some... maybe some good outcomes with some of these lawsuits and some of these audits, but it seems like it's just kind of fading away. And now maybe Kari Lake a little distracted with Donald Trump communications. But thanks for the call, Eric. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, you are on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you for the Real Stable Genies commercial. I loved it.
Yep, we're going to get another one pretty soon.
All right.
Was that you that called in and forced me? You were like, hey, yeah, you need to do that?
Yeah, that was me.
Well, good job. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, and did you try my concoction of the Patriot Blend and Immunity Defense?
No, I don't believe so.
I said I mixed them both together, and best coffee I ever had. Anyway, I want to talk about the social credit score and the cashless society. You know, I it's amazing. I live in Pennsylvania, and I go to Six Flags, New Jersey every year, and this last year, or the last 2 years, I believe it was, they did not take any cash.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would not accept cash whatsoever. So whatever you had to do had to be on a credit card. And I tell people at work about the Chinese credit score and the social credit score and the cashless society. Mm-hmm. And I work at a supermarket, and we do see the supply chain breakdown on a daily basis. We can't get what we order, and it's a problem. And I tell people about what's going on, and people laugh at me. People don't want to see what's going on when I tell them about the caste society, the one world government, and then I actually show them. I pull up stuff on my phone, and I try to show them, and people roll their eyes at me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. And it's amazing. I know you talk about the American people being more informed and, you know, what's going on, but my God, I don't see it.
You're looking on the opposite side of the spectrum. Either people are waking up and becoming more learned, or they're becoming more brainwashed and more compliant. I mean, I do think that that's the dichotomy here.
Yeah, where I'm at, I mean, people are becoming more compliant. More people are masked up every day.
I mean, y'all just voted Fetterman to be your senator. Now, granted, I suspect there were shenanigans in Philadelphia, but nonetheless, I mean, is Fetterman a good representation, you think, for where the people of Philly are and the people of Pennsylvania are?
Absolutely not. He's a cyborg.
That's right.
You know they got him up in a bell tower?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean,
come on.
They put crazy people up in towers.
But Oz would have been a lot better than Fetterman. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fetterman, the guy that can't talk.
Can't walk.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to have his wife run into his campaign, or is kind of,
she's feeling good about herself. Yeah, it does appear that the wife wears the pants in that relationship and now in that senator seat.
Yeah.
Hey, new guy!
I saw a meme with DeSantis' family and Fetterman's family. The Fetterman's family looked like the Adams family. I mean, it was ridiculous.
It's amazing. Enough people are out there talking about Fetterman this issue.
Fish.
And that's succubus. Succubus, succubi? Succubuses, succubi? We're not sure the plural of succubus. So we'll just say you got to be on the lookout, guys. I'm telling you, there are so many women out there that are nothing more than a succubus. I think I look at maybe Kim Kardashian. I think I look at Gisele Fetterman and so many others. Be careful, guys. Be careful. Never give your soul, never give your body, never give your mind, your spirit to a succubus. It's over. Yep. It's over. I think Fetterman's got one there. Yeah. All right, Matt. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Katie in Nevada. Maybe Katie can warn the guys out there about these succubus, because I see them everywhere. Katie, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for all your courage. I called to bring up a point that I'm not sure that I've heard. Well, I know I haven't heard. And it's the fact that 2008 Supreme Court decision was about a freedom of speech issue. Everyone knows that. But the child pornography that was basically shown in a cartoon form was found to be legal. And my fear about all this brouhaha going on is that they're using, this is actually could be some plan, or even if it's not a plan, use this publicity about that case to start attacking free speech. Next thing you know, we could have some bills go through Congress saying you can't have child pornography in a cartoon form because that's the very worst kind of speech, and this just slowly try to chip away and get all the people who are free speech advocates.
Well, that would be an interesting bait and switch, because we know that's exactly what the liberals are doing to children in the schools right now, and that they're fighting so hard to keep in the classroom right now is this depiction of pornography for children.